Arabic pronunciation, point 10 onwards. Sound 22, Qaf. This sound exists in Scottish and other dialects of English. German speakers also have no problems with it. The English say Loch Lomond, with a K in Loch. The Scots say Loch, Loch Lomond, or something like it. To find out how to say it, I want you to feel the upper jaw of your mouth. Run your tongue tip back from the front near the teeth until the surface turns a bit soft. That is where the sound is made. Now, flatten your tongue, then arch the middle of your tongue and move it backwards. The middle bend in your tongue must come near this soft bit. When you do, you get friction. Now, here's a problem word for you to say. In Tunisian dialect, what's the word for peach? Hoch. Hoch. Paragraph 11, sound 23, Qaf. You may have heard stories about this sound. What is the difference, for instance, between kul and kul? Kul is the command to eat. Kul is the command to speak. Actually, most learners of Arabic quickly master this sound. They soon find they can hear it and say it correctly. The kef sound, the K, kef, is sound, as in English, is said at the level of the soft palate, as in ha. Qaf, though, is said further back, at the level of your tonsils. Hold your mouth open with relaxed, round lips. The back of your tongue is arched, but below the tonsils. Now, suddenly raise the arch of your tongue until it touches your tonsils, and at the same time, breathe out, without voicing it. Now, try it, comparing ge and qa. Gel, qal. Gem, qam. Gim, qim. Gum, qum. I said at the beginning that English ears are more tuned into vowels than to consonants. In fact, consonants and vowels do influence each other. So a front consonant is likely to go with a front vowel and a back consonant to go with a back vowel. I'll tell you now that the air sound is said near the front of the mouth, hence the name for the front K, the K as in English, K, whereas the A is said at the back, so tends to take the back vowels. Paragraph 12, sound 24, the Hamza. I sometimes tease my language students that Hamza is a good old-fashioned British word. Well, actually, it's a technical word borrowed from Arabic, which is used by English people who know a bit of Arabic. The Hamza sound, then. This sound also exists in some dialects of English. This is what we commonly know it as a glottal stop. It means that you literally close and explosively open your vocal cords. Try this in imitation Lancashire. T'other day. Not t'other day. That's not good enough. T'other day. The sound is more common in classical than in dialect. But it does exist in dialect and you need to get it right. For instance, su'el, question. Your Arabic teachers will have to teach you how to write it because it is a bit complicated. We're almost there, because I can deal with the last four sounds together in one group. Paragraph 13. The back consonants. So, do, to, lo. Sometimes a language adds an extra ingredient to the pronunciation of some of the consonants. These extra ingredients can include secondary articulation, which means they're added to existing sounds. Now, there are various ways of doing this, but Arabic uses only one way, called velarization, for those technical people among you. In simple English, it means they're said at the back of your mouth. Now, I want you to imagine you're talking posh, talking to someone who belongs to the rich, high society, and looks down on poor mortals like you and me. I think you will find they speak with a special posh accent, and look down their noses at common people like me. Not a very good attempt, is it? Try it now for yourself. Have fun while everyone admires your posh accent. Try it again. This time notice the effect on the vowels. What do you notice? I hope you notice that this extra velarization, these extra sounds coming from the back of the mouth, means that many of the vowels are pushed back. And this is your clue. Back vowels go with back consonants. Now, practice some words. I deliberately made up some contrasting pairs, even if one of the words doesn't exist. In each case here, the one with the back consonants in them is the real word. Sabet, sobot. Saha, saha. Sedir, sadik. In practice, it's often difficult to hear and say the difference. In dialect, the difference is often much less than in classical, but you must try to make the difference. Arabs can hear the difference. You must learn. Now, in Tunisia, there is a little nuance. In some parts of the Arab world, dal exists, but not in Tunisia. Words which usually have dal in them are pronounced with a dha, which means they break the usual Arabic rule of one letter, one sound. This is true even when Tunisians speak classical. So we in fact have two written letters for one sound, letters 26 and 27 in the notes. Usually. But there's one fun exception where Tunisians break their own rule. I actually love to tease my students of linguistics with this example. Ramadan is written Ramadan, which they should be saying Ramadan in their classical version, but it's usually said even in Tunisia as Ramadan. That almost concludes the consonants. There are a few more points to make before I finish. 14. Consonant doubling, the shadda. All consonants can be doubled. In fact, doubling the middle consonant of a verb is a way of changing its meaning from simply doing something into making something happen. This is the basis for many pairs of meaning. For instance, I learn, I teach. Nokra, nokori. Now, Old English had double consonants. Have you ever wondered why in English spelling, which is based on pronunciation habits of centuries ago, there are so many double consonants in English words? Letter, connect, happen. Go ahead, practice it in English, then apply it to Arabic. As a general rule, a learner of a language should speak slowly and emphatically. It is okay to exaggerate a little. If you get the main features of the sounds right by a little extra care, then the features which are not quite right will be ignored. Another rule in languages is to notice the contrasts and to maintain them. In English, a major contrast that helps communication is short vowels and long vowels. We never stop teaching students to keep the short vowels short, the long vowels long. Now, I know that in some accents and some dialects of English, people do not follow this rule. But teachers of English all over the world insist on it, since it's easy to keep the short vowels short and the long vowels long. And it's important that students should make an extra effort to do this. Now, often a student of English will not say a vowel perfectly, but if the short-long distinction is clear, then the student will usually be understood. One of the contrasts in Arabic is between short and long consonants, as well as between short and long vowels. Therefore, especially at the beginning, make sure that the double consonants really are double or a bit more. For goodness sake, don't say not 1.5. Another way of thinking about double consonants is to emphasize them, to pause while saying them. Point 15, paragraph 15. Spanish speakers. This will be a quick one. If you do not speak Spanish, take a rest. You've deserved it so far if you've followed me. If you speak any Spanish, I'm now going to make an important point. Spanish has two R's, a single R and a double R. It's very easy to think that they're the same as re and r in Arabic, the shaddad R, the double R. And unfortunately, they're not at all equivalent. You see, the single R in Spanish is not a trill. The tip of the tongue in Spanish, the single R, does not vibrate. In fact, the tip of the Spanish R, the tongue doesn't make one hit only against the upper mouth. Therefore, the single R in Spanish is in fact half an Arabic R. Now, for the simple Arabic R, it probably doesn't matter. You'll probably be able to get away with the single Spanish R. But when Spanish people come to pronounce Nakorri, they cannot say Nakorri. They need, in fact, to say the Spanish R 4 times or more. Maybe you don't make this mistake. I'm only passing on to you what I've read. I don't speak Spanish. But I know you need to be careful to make sure that your double consonants really are double. Conclusions. With this, I will now finish. Now you know how to say all the sounds in Arabic. You need to go away now and practice pronunciation with Arabs. And do take time to get your pronunciation clear and right at the beginning. If you rush ahead in other areas and neglect pronunciation, then later it will be much harder to go back and make changes. I did not say impossible. It is possible for advanced learners to work on their pronunciation, but it's much harder to make changes later. So take your time, get it right now, and you'll reap the benefit. Thank you for listening.